Welcome to Read This. In this episode, we're looking at two wonderful books that focus on the lives of immigrants. You're listening to Read This, the new book show where we tell you what's hot in the world of literature, brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name is Jennifer Malik, and I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. To subscribe to Read This on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. You can also listen wherever you get your podcasts. In our September issue, the JRB Francophone editor Ifemia Cella is reading Beyond Babylon by Italian-Somali author Ijaba Shego. Ijaba Shego was born in Rome in 1974, to parents who had immigrated to Italy following the coup in Somalia that happened in 1969. She's the author of a number of books in Italian, and her memoir My Home is Where I Am was published in 2010 and won the prestigious Mondello Prize in Italy. Beyond Babylon was published this year, and it's the first of Shego's books to be translated into English. This heartbreaking and stylish book tells the story of two half-sisters who meet coincidentally in Tunisia. Their mothers, one is a white Argentine and the other is a black Somalian woman, and their elusive father who ties them together. The book was first published 10 years ago, but its examination of the lives of refugees, the legacy of political and sexual violence, and the rise of right-wing politics make it even more relevant today. The article is part of our Temporary Sojourner series, where Ifemia reviews books from around Africa, with a focus on books you may not have heard of. So far in the series, she's covered writers from Sudan, Burundi, Guinea-Bissau, Sierra Leone, and many other places. To read more in the series, search for Temporary Sojourner on the JRB website. Let's listen to our Francophone editor, Ifemia Cella, telling us what she thinks about the book.
The book is really interesting. It's basically a modern epic, and it spans Argentina's dirty war, the dictatorship in Somali, and fascism in Italy, and it follows the lives of several different characters who are shaped by all these events. And some of the themes in the book are exile, migration, and also womanhood and the sins of the mothers. So make sure to check out the JRB this month to see my review and see how I got on. Happy reading!
The second book on immigration that we're looking at this month is a novel called Travelers by Nigerian author Helon Habila. Habila was born in 1967 in Nigeria and published his first book, a collection of short stories called Prison Stories, in 2000. In 2001, he won the illustrious Kane Prize for African Writing, which is sometimes called the African Booker Prize. His first novel, which is called Waiting for an Angel, was published in 2002 and won the Commonwealth Writers' Prize for Best First Book in Africa. He's currently Professor of Creative Writing at George Mason University in the United States. Travelers, the book that Altrile is looking at, is Habila's fourth novel, and it focuses on the lives of contemporary African refugees. The book is divided into six sections, each of which tells a different story. We meet Mark, a transgender man from Malawi, Manu, a Libyan doctor, Portia, a young Zambian student, and all the stories are connected by the narrator, an unnamed Nigerian man who's living in Berlin. Let's hear what Altrile has to say about Travelers.
As a piece of literature, this is a beautiful, beautiful book. It tackles an important topic of migration, which is a crisis really, considering the constant loss of human life. The urgency of it is felt to sound a sort of warning, to say that the matter should be more than a discussion point. In the way that the story unfolds, the sense is that it is a critique of bureaucracy. The characterization, on the other hand, is done with deliberate care, guiding you along as a reader, that you experience the different journeys of migrants and exiles, giving you a compassionate account in the most poignant way.
Thank you for tuning into this edition of Read This. To subscribe on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. You can also listen wherever you get your podcasts. Tune into our next episode to find out more about the new book Black Tax, Burden or Ubuntu, a collection of essays edited by award-winning author Nick Mfongo. The music for this show is composed by John Bartman. Go to johnbartman.com to hear more. My name's Jennifer Malik. Read This is brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume, and thanks for listening.